Some harsh headlines for government today about their budgetary policy from the Fiscal Advisory Council. Words like fiscal gimmickry, gaming, risking repeating the mistakes of the past. So with the government sitting on another bumper budget surplus, setting up two long-term sovereign wealth funds, and the economy running at full employment, why is the Fiscal Advisory Council so concerned? Their acting chairperson, Professor Michael McMahon, is on the line. Good morning, Professor McMahon.
Morning.
So your job is to cast a cold eye over government's budgetary policy. What are the council's concerns and why?
I think there are two main concerns that we raise. As you say, there's a lot of good news in both the report and in the Irish economy right now. The economy is in a strong position. It was before the budget. And in fact, if anything, it's sort of operating at or above its potential. So, you know, there's therefore no need for a big bumper giveaway budget. Of course, there are always people more deserving who the government should target. But we made it very clear in our pre-budget statement that this was not a time for a big giveaway budget. And doing so simply risks making inflation more persistent. And inflation is one of the big costs we've all had to deal with in the last 2 years. So that's one aspect. And the other is just the nature of the budgeting and the sort of willingness to stick to their own rule. And the gimmickry point is the fact that to try and make it look like they didn't violate their rule by that much, they sort of tweaked things, redefined things in ways that really don't make much sense to us. So that's where the concerns come.
Okay. Let's deal with the inflation aspect first. How did the budget add to inflation and why is that a bad thing?
Well, inflation erodes the value of everybody's money. You know, if you have 100 euro, it will buy you less when inflation is running at 10%. And we're not there now. Inflation is coming down as the energy price element of that comes down. But domestic inflationary pressures are high. The ECB, the European Central Bank, is raising rates to try and take inflationary pressure out of the economy. But the government is putting it back in. So we're sort of acting against the ECB, and that risks prolonging inflation in Ireland, which means that, you know, even though it has come down in terms of the inflation rate, prices are still high and they're still going up above the ECB's target. So that's not a good thing, and it just further erodes the value of people's money.
And then in terms of gimmickry, is this to do with, for instance, what were called one-off measures that get repeated for Budget 24? Is that what you're talking about?
So some of it is one-off. Actually, the government's own rule is defined in terms of a distinction between core and non-core. So one problem is exactly what core and non-core are and their ability to redefine things as one or the other. So, for instance, there's always been an exceptional get out of jail card for sort of one-off payments that included in the EU rules, but the government has included as non-core things that we know will persist. But they've gone even beyond
such
that.
Give me an example.
Okay, so COVID spending is still considered as a sort of temporary that will just drop out in 2024. Same the spending, humanitarian spending on Ukrainian refugees. We're not arguing you shouldn't do these things. These are necessary given the world we live in, but you should budget properly and not have them drop out to zero. These are just going to suddenly reappear in 2 years' time.
So that would be health spending and migration spending. The numbers there would not be, are not realistic as you're reading them?
That's right. They're sort of built in for this year and for next year, so 2024, but then disappear completely. So, you know, next budget we'll suddenly discover that we're going to continue spending on health. Yeah. There are other aspects, though. You know, there's overruns this year that got a lot of attention in the run-up to the budget, and these overruns are not built into the health budget for next year. So we are predicting we will see the same issue next year where health budget looks like it massively overruns its budget allocation. But that's because its budget allocation is really not a realistic figure. So that type of budgeting is not good for sort of fiscal planning and fiscal credibility.
How does a government with bumper budget surpluses and the corporation tax golden goose still laying, as we've seen this week, how does that government say to people who can't get homes or healthcare or services that they're not going to spend the money, they're going to sit on it all?
Well, so it is the job of the elected government to decide, you know, how to allocate these resources. But for instance, there was a huge amount of extra cost of living supports announced in the budget. 71% of them, by our calculations, are untargeted. So if you're really talking to the person who can't afford to heat their house this winter, the question is, you know, should the person who can easily afford to heat their house this winter also be getting the same kind of supports?
But what are you saying, therefore, Professor? Sorry, Professor McMahon, but are you saying, therefore, like to people who are getting their double child benefit this month, or people who are getting their Christmas bonus paid, or their electricity credit, you're saying that shouldn't be happening, or most of them shouldn't be getting it?
It should be targeted at the people who need it most. And even then, if they wanted to do all of that, a flip side is they could have chosen and stuck to their rule by choosing not to sort of relax taxation on everyone. Again, these are decisions for government to take. But in advance of the budget, it was very clear that these were the decisions that they would have to take. And instead, they went for a sort of everything now approach and really didn't make the decisions they had to. Now, they did some things that were really good, so I don't want to be just purely critical. The establishment of these funds is something we've been calling for a long time and really does give Ireland a good chance to take this corporation tax that we know is volatile. In fact, until last week, people were worrying it was disappearing. We weren't that worried. And if you have a good budgetary system, you shouldn't be relying on month-to-month outturns in one volatile corporate tax receipts right. data. But the point is, they had to make decisions. They have their own rules. They showed no concern for those rules. And the gimmickry, they're trying to sort of massage it to make it look like they're doing better. And that risks the credibility of the Irish fiscal framework.
So a final question to you. If you're saying the Budget 24 measures should have been more targeted or supported by more taxation, we're heading into a two-year election cycle. The pressure on politicians over that cycle is going to be more populist, to come up with one for everyone in the audience budgets, isn't it, rather than targeting or taxing?
Oh, I have no doubt that that is the political pressure. It is our job on the council. We were mandated after the financial crisis. People in Ireland will remember the effects of pro-cyclical policy, spending all the money while the good times were there and suddenly having to cut back hard. It is not our job to think about what the politics are, but what the good economics is. And the good economics says that when you're doing well, it is actually time to put a little away so that when things turn bad, you don't actually have to cut back as much. And you can then be in a good position to provide the supports at the time they're most needed. And that's what we will continue to argue for. That's what we're mandated to assess.
And thanks for your time this morning. That's Professor Michael McMahon, who's Acting Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.